Hi, Nadine.
Hi, Leo. I didn't know if this was still a good time for you or not. You still working? Oh, no. Okay. Well, do you want me to call you tomorrow or?
No. It's okay. Hold on. I have to pick up another. Hello?
Hello. Yeah. I'm here. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any question?
Do I have what?
What do you ask me to do?
Oh, well, no, I would need 10 minutes of your time so we could set up the account and then we can schedule your client interview tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. So I have your first name. I know you texted it to me, but you go by Leo. Okay. And then last name is Na, N-A, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And then Leo, the number that should be listed for the business. Okay, we talked about that number as well. Let me just go here. Hong Sing is your first name.
Yeah.
I pronounced it right.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm putting that you prefer Leo. It's easier to call you Leo. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, Leo, I have the number 510-673-7032. Is that the best number to also contact you on?
Yeah.
Okay, and that should be the number listed for the business as well, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Now, this address, the 39407 Parkhurst Drive, should that address show? Is that like your home address?
Yeah, it's my home address, also my company address.
Okay, so are you okay if we hide the address?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, we're going to hide your home address. It's not like it's not a storefront where people come and buy products from you, so
yeah.
We really don't want your address to show. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then, Leo, for the payment, the card that you're using, does that card only have, does it have your original name?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says Hong Sing N.A., right?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it the same billing address as your home address?
Yeah.
And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
You mean my credit card?
Yes, or you're going to do that online so I can have my manager
online.
Set it up for you.
Online. I prefer to do it online.
Okay, perfect. And I'll walk you through it. Yeah, and I'll walk you through it once you and I set up everything. So tonight you can go on there and then just set it up, okay? And
okay.
I'll tell you how you'll go in there and do it. I'm going to put a security question on your account with us. You can have it be your mother's maiden name, like her last name before she got married. It could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What did you want for your security question?
Can I do it on my laptop?
Or we could do the security question. Well, not the security question, no, and I'll tell you why. We put a security question on your account with Local Splash because let's say, Leo, someone called you saying that they were Local Splash and they told you, oh, Leo, you got to pay $50. You're going to tell them, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, it wasn't us calling. That's why we put the security question. You could do your first pet's name, the city that you were born in, or the last name of your mom before she got married. We call it the maiden name.
Before my mother get married, there is no name.
What was her last name?
Yeah.
You're so silly.
It's a Chinese family name. It's not easy for you.
It's okay. Can you spell it for me?
It's W U. W for Washington, U for United States, USA.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's my mother's family name.
That's not difficult.
Yeah.
My aunt married a gentleman from Japan, and
really?
His name was Toki. Yeah, so I used to call him Uncle Toki.
Toki.
Now, on your phone right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text message. I want you to save our phone number under Local Splash, okay? Now, I'm also in that text message, and when you get it, if you want to open it up, and I'll tell you, it's going to show you your username and your password. So I need you to save that because that's how you log in and track your results with us, and you're going to use that username and password to go in and input your own information, okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Under your services, I'm going to do some notes. What are the services that you want to be listed for? I know you were doing roof today. Do you want roofing jobs? What kind of jobs?
No. I prefer to do the, you know, the roof job is really hard.
I know. And it's not very safe. It's a lot of work. It's hard work. So what do you want? Do you want like bathroom remodels? What kind of job?
Yeah. Bathroom remodel, electrical.
Uh-huh.
I prefer electrical.
Okay. And is this just for residential or commercial jobs too?
Both.
Okay. And then I know you have a website, right?
Yeah.
I thought I saw one for you. Okay. I'm going to let them know that you already have your own website. We just want to make sure that your website's always visible for them, that it's attached. And then it's not a requirement. I ask out of habit. Do you have license and insurance, or are you in the process?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good for you.
I have the license and the insurance.
Very good for you. Now, what about Facebook? You already have a Facebook page set up for the business?
Yes.
I thought I saw one. Okay. Now, Leo, the Facebook ads that we're going to be running for your business, those will reach up to 50 miles. Do you want me to put it at the 50-mile mark to reach that far?
No, 20.
Okay, perfect. Yes. And I have your Facebook page right here. You do such good work, Leo. I'm like in awe about the work that you do. Beautiful work.
Good.
On your Facebook, is that your family? Oh, my gosh. Is that your family?
No. Not my family. It's my team.
Oh, your team. Wow, you have a big team. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
We are operating 1,000 apartments.
Wow. That's amazing. That's so good. What are your hours of operation? I think on your Google business profile, I'll tell you what it says, and you let me know if that's how it should show. Because I know the phone number, we're going to fix it, but it shows your hours are Monday through Sunday, you work 8 to 5.
Yeah.
Wow, you work every day? Yes, you do. Don't you ever go on vacation? Or
no? No vacation.
Aw, you got to take care of the family, huh? That's how I am. No?
No family.
Aw, 8 to 5.
I'm a money generation machine.
Are you?
A money generator.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. Now, when we talk with you, right, like if we have updates on your account, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I prefer text.
Text. Okay. And then what forms of payments do you take? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yeah, I have Venmo, Square.
Zelle?
Zelle, yeah.
Okay, good.
PayPal.
You do credit cards too, or debit cards? Like those kind of payments? Oh, good. Okay. Now, I need you go to the text message that I sent you. I want to make sure you have that. And let me go here. Yeah, no worries. In the meantime, I'm going to set this up. So I'm going to show you how you're going to go in there and where you'll put in your payment information, because I know you're working right now. So I'm assuming you're going to do that later on tonight once you're home. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want you to be very, very safe, okay? So let me do this. And the price is going to be $249. That's what you're going to pay monthly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you open up that text message, let me know when you see it. It will say, let me go here. My computer seems to be so slow, probably because it knows it's time for me to go home. Right? It's probably like, time to go home. Okay.
Yeah.
Do this.
Go home. No more work.
No more work. I wish. Are you kidding me? I got to work the rest of my life. I got a lot of grandkids. I have my daughter's having our number 15 grandbaby. 15.
Wow.
Can you believe that? A lot of grandkids, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
You are very happy.
Very happy family. I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed.
Yeah.
Okay.
God bless you.
Yes, yes. Very blessed. Now, on that text message that I sent you, I'll need you to open it because I want you to see something where you'll go in. So you'll open it up, and the text will say, it'll have your username, and it'll have your password.
Yeah, you can log into your account at...
Yes.
From, yeah.
So, yeah, log in. Okay, so when you log into the account, it's going to say, oops, looks like your subscription is not active. Reactivate.
You username and the password, right?
Oh, yeah. Your username and password, go to the text message I sent you. Your username is your phone number, the 510 number. Your password is all lowercase, one word, get, G-E-T, friends, get friends.
Get friends.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to get friends. It's your password. You're like, what are you telling me, to get friends? Yeah, the password is get friends. So when you go into it, when you log in, it should tell you, oops, about reactivating
your
account.
Not active.
Yes, so click on where it says reactivate account. You'll click on that?
Yeah.
Now, when you do that, okay, it should open up where you could say pay now, right? But you got to enter your billing information. So the card that you're using, you're going to enter the card number, the expiration date, the CVV code. If that card has your name on it and the business name, just put your information. Just put your name. Don't put the business name too, because it won't accept it. Okay?
Okay. No,
and then, yes, and then you'll just put in your information there. Okay?
Okay, but I prefer to do it at home.
Yeah, no, of course. I was just showing you, like, how you go in to do it. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to do it right now. I just wanted you to see where you go in through. And then what I'll do is, so then I'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
To just make sure that you got your receipt and to schedule your client interview with the technician, okay, tomorrow.
Okay.
What time should I call you tomorrow? Early in the morning, like 8 o'clock or earlier or later?
Yeah, maybe earlier.
Okay,
seven,
like
okay.
What time?
7 o'clock, okay?
I'll call you at 7. You got it. Thank you so much, Leo. Have a good
Thank
evening,
you.
Okay? Be safe.
Good night.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.